Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Reeve, and today we are talking about seeking the kingdom of God first. Well, how do we know what is on God's plan? How do we know that we're in the right way? How do we know exactly where and how we're supposed to be going in life? These questions today will be answered in a way with scriptures. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, that song hit so many keys. Ever since I was raised, grown up, my parents used to bring and tell me about that song. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you'd like to be a part of a wonderful pageant, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. So what does seeking the kingdom of God really mean? Will it really matter if you seek the kingdom of God, or will life continue to go the way it is? Earlier on, we talked about do not worry, and we were talking about Matthew. And in Matthew, it said that God will take care of every need. Let's start with Matthew 6:25. For this reason, I shall say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. It is life more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by saying, being worried, can add a single hour of his life? Birds in the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather in barns, and yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more worth they? And of you by worrying more than an hour single of his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Talk about why this is such an important thing. I have not had the easiest of life. Ever since I was younger, I have been one that has gone from here, there, and everywhere else. I was a military child. And you would think one time, just one time, I would have been popular. I would have had many friends. But this is not the case. From the time that I was young, I started school in kindergarten. I had an ugly old doll that I liked to carry to school. And I had a dress that I just thought was the best dress in the world. It was white with polka dots. And I also liked to wear my sandals. Whenever it came time for recess, all the other children wanted to go run, wanted to go spend time by themselves. All of them had friends. I would stay out by the teacher, or I would go by myself with that ugly old doll. I thought it was the best doll in the world. Well, all the other kids would make fun of me. I didn't understand what I was doing wrong. Then why they wanted to make fun of me. But I was fine with it. I was me, and I was happy. So I thought. First grade came along. I took that ugly old doll to school again. But this time, I got into wanting to play on the balance, the monkey bars. So I would put the ugly old doll right by the monkey bars and be playing. Or the favorite girl in the class, the teacher's pet, decided, aha, I want to play on those monkey bars. I want to do what I want to do, and I want to do it. I ended up, she pulled my hair as I was hanging upside down. You get off those monkey bars. But I was here first. You get off those monkey bars or I'm going to go tell teacher. No, I was here first. Get off. But I was here first. A strong bite. Why did you just bite me? Because I want those monkey bars, and I want those monkey bars now. But my mother always said, you bite me, I bite back. I get off the monkey bars, and I bite the girl, and I pick up my doll. Teacher! What did you do, you little rabid dog, you? She bit me first. You rabid dog, you need to go into the classroom and sit in the corner. You know you don't bite my students. You are a rabid dog. You are no, nothing less than a dog. But I didn't mean to. Get in that corner. I will call your mother. No, I didn't mean to. You did as ugly as you're not supposed to. You know that. You are a rabid dog. You're the worst person on this universe, and you need to take your place. Okay. He will. My mother gets there. I want to apologize to my mother, but my mother is ill. My mother was sick, and I could do nothing but cry because I had been called a rabid dog by a teacher of nothing the less. And this girl got by with everything she had done to me. How could that be? Why was I the worst student? Why was I the worst one? Why was this other student able to be like she was being? On the way home, It was cold and wet. My mother looked at me, and every time I looked like I was about to fall or throw a hissy fit, that red house shoe came off and started to hit me. I was the worst person on the universe at that point. I had to swear to myself that despite all, I would grow up and remember this time. I knew I was going to be the worst ever, the worst human ever. I knew that I was going to be the one that would have to suffer too much. Jesus himself didn't have it easy. He had many people that protested against him. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be like Jesus. It's okay to carry on. Not much longer. In second grade, we moved. I went from third grade, and we were living in Germany. And in Germany, we moved to Killeen, Texas. Ha, ha, ha. She can't even speak English. She can't speak English. How do you say what? How do you say ran? They ran. Won? No. She can't speak English. She can't speak English. Won? Nah, come on. She can't speak English. She can't even say ran. Can you say car? 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 She can't say it. They laughed at me. I was asking God, why? I want to be like you, God. I don't know what's going on here. Why are they making fun of me? Parents called in. Your daughter needs to be put back down to second grade. We're sorry, but she doesn't have what it takes to be in third grade. She does not have the linguistic skills, and she does not know how to speak our language. If she was put back down to second grade, she could develop this skills. But otherwise, we worry about her future. She is not good enough to be in the grade she deserves to be in. She can only speak German. Your other daughter's doing just fine. She's really good with her language. But your youngest, no. Your youngest has too many problems. You must be put back down into second grade. Ha, 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 ha. We'll see you sometime later. Ha, 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 ha. They moved my desk from the third grade to the second grade. You used to be in that third grade, didn't you? Yeah. You used to be in third grade, didn't you? Yes. Why did they move you back down to us? You can't even add or subtract. It's not my fault. It's not my fault at all. Why, God, why are you putting me through all this? I don't understand. You want me to understand, but yet I don't understand. Why are you letting these people make fun of me? I can't take this no more. God, do you really have a plan for all this to be beneficial to me? Why must I be the one to be punished? Why are you moving me to a different place and all these other students know and they get to make fun of me? Why? Why did I have to go down again? It got to be a it got to be worse and worse. And life continued on. I accepted it eventually. I knew that God had other purposes for me. Those other purposes are now I get to teach English as a second language. And I understand how they feel when they, whenever they come to our country not being able to speak English. I understand how the special needs student feels whenever they want to be like everybody else but aren't. I understand how it is to be unacceptable in society. Jesus himself was not accepted. Many great people have not been accepted. But God has a plan for all of us. Without all of those teasings, without all that bullying, I would not be the person I am today. And my full bullying, not in the least. Because I understand how it is. I understand that God has reasons. But one thing I did is I sought God's purpose in life. I said, God, you know what I need to do in life. You have a plan for me. You know what I need to do. And you know, God, I don't understand your purpose. There's scriptures that talk about this. First scripture is, great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Psalms 147:5. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is the man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Psalms 46:8-4. Can you send forth lightning that they may go and say to you, here we are? Who has put wisdom in the inward part of the given understanding of the mind? This is God questioning Job 38:35-36. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, he is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it empty. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Isaiah 45:18. But as God shall clothe the grass which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Luke 12:28. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Listen to that again. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways, my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Think about that. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments through 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalms 48:8-14. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Isaiah 40:28. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice this have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalms 111:10. Okay, I started out in my kindergarten years talking about how it was miserable for me. I could continue to rely upon that. I could say, life is no good for me. Life is always going to be horrible for me. But no, it has not been that bad for me. Let's go on, my life. No, I have not always had friends still yet. I decided that I was going to go off on my own. Whatever I did, I did. Whatever everybody else did, they did. In seventh grade, I was back in Germany. Yes, I would have been in eighth grade if I had not got put back, so that's neither here nor there. But in seventh grade, I found myself enticed with some of my teachers, one particular, Mr. Reum. I still remember him. Mr. Reum, I loved him dearly, almost too much. At the beginning of the year, that's when I started wearing glasses. The other kids say, she doesn't need glasses, she can see better than us. Oh, take those stupid glasses off. You don't need them. I needed the glasses. Otherwise, why would the doctor prescribe them to me? As time went on, I started spending more time with the coach. I wanted to do whatever he wanted me to do. I worshipped this coach. It got to be Rewards Day. Rewards Day meant going out to the swimming pool. We all got to wear swimming suits and got to wear their swimming trunks. It was a wave pool. I enjoyed swimming. And I was hanging on to this coach. I was coming on to him because I was fascinated with him. Seventh grade, puberty. Time. It's our secret. Don't tell nobody. You'll be okay. If you mess with fire, you got to learn to accept the fire. We're only going to do it this far. It's okay, young lady. Just don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. You know you had it coming. I'm not going to stick it in. No, finger you. It'll be okay. Promise you. God, what's going on? What did I do to deserve this? I'm just a child, Lord. I know my sister's doing things, but God, I didn't ask for this. What am I supposed to do? God, it has come to my assistance. Help me, oh Father, help me, God. Oh, come on, little girl. You'll be the best girl in the class now. You just let me into there.
No, I don't want to. Oh, my God, what are you doing to me? What's going on to me? What's going on?
A bit more now. Just a little bit more. There we go. Now it's our secret, okay?
Okay, I'll never tell anybody.
Okay. That's the end. Go have fun for the rest of the day. And remember, fire, you get burnt.
I can't do this no more.
Yes, what you think just happened did, but it was more of being touched inappropriately. I did not say a word because it was my fault. My fault. Nobody else's fault but my fault. I increased it. I made it happen. Did I survive from it? Yes. Has it ever left my memory? No. That was not the only time it has happened. And it's all my fault. I must live with it for the rest of my life. I think I must live with it. It's my fault. I made a teacher do that to me. It's my fault. I made a family friend do that to me. It's my fault again. I made another family friend do it to me. Why is so intriguing to these people? Why are they hurting me? It is my fault. Soon, I go off to college. College is not much easier. And I, too, have problems then, too. But the thing about it is I begin to mistrust people. Only God knows my way. I end up in a cult. I try to do things I shouldn't do. I wanted to find God in every direction, but he was nowhere to be found until now. Until now, I have found him. I'm growing in his power. I'm growing in the way that he wants me to go. I didn't deserve any of the pain. I didn't deserve any of the suffering. But God knows why he put me through what he put me. He didn't put me through it. I endured it. And the thing about it is God never left me nor abandoned me. He loved me to the end. I know many of you guys have not tell anybody else. It's okay. Reach out. Let people know. And if you want to be in a great pageant that will help you inspire others, please consider Today's America Woman. Today's America Woman at www.todaysamericawoman.com. Today'sAmericaWoman.com. Thank you.